42 people have died in road traffic accidents in the second quarter of 2025. Saranja District Council Chairperson has been arrested for corruption involving 20,000 kwacha. In international news, hundreds of police officers have been deployed in Uganda's Sembabule area to secure elections. And in sports news, Nigerian striker Taiwo Owoniyi has officially returned to full training at Nottingham Forest. Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Suwilande Mulenga. A total of 642 lives were lost on Zambian roads in the second quarter of 2025, with 9,377 road traffic accidents recorded nationwide, an increase of 342 incidents compared to the same period last year. Fatal crashes rose from 469 to 522, while serious injuries also jumped to 1,826. Lusaka province remains the hardest hit, accounting for 4,713 accidents, and highways continue to be the most dangerous locations with 5,495 crashes. Speeding and driver error are the leading causes behind the spike in accidents. Tragically, 63 children under the age of 16 died in road traffic accidents this quarter. In response, The Zambia Police Service will implement stronger enforcement and road safety campaigns starting in quarter 3, 2025, urging the public to adhere to traffic rules and report reckless behavior. Police Public Relations Officer Reha Monga has since called on all road users to take road safety seriously to help reduce the rising toll. In another development, Luapula Province has recorded a reduction in maternal mortality ratio from 72 to 38 per 100,000 live births between 2024 and 2025, a development that reaffirms a positive move towards a two-digit target as stated in the National Health Strategic Plan. Luapula Province Public Health Specialist Marlon Chunda announced the development, saying the province has attained the maternal mortality ratio of less than 100 per 1,000 live births as recorded in the National Health Strategic Plan. Dr. Chunda clarified that 38 per 100,000 live births translate to 24 mortalities in absolute numbers. Meanwhile, Dr. Chunda said reducing maternal and child mortality rates remains a top priority for the Ministry of Health, emphasizing the need of ensuring that every mother and child has access to quality maternal health care services. Zambia's government has implemented several initiatives to reduce maternal mortality, focusing on strengthening the healthcare system, improving access to quality care, and promoting community engagement. These interventions include the Serving Mothers, Giving Life SMGL program, which aims to reduce maternal mortality through a district strengthening approach, and the Sexual Reproductive Maternal and Newborn Health SRMNH program, which focuses on reducing maternal and neonatal mortality. In a separate development, the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested Stivas Mulumba, chairperson of the Serenja District Council, on charges of corruption involving 20,000 kwacha. Mr. Mulumba, aged 43 and residing in Serenje, is facing one count of corrupt practices by a public officer, contrary to the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012. Investigations reveal that between August 1st and October 31st, 2021, Mr. Mulumba solicited 20,000 kwacha and received 15,000 kwacha as an inducement to facilitate the allocation of the floor. ACC head of the Serenja District Council, Timothy Lumono, resident, says Mr. Mulumba has intercepted the resident application process, and is scheduled to appear in court, promising to personally oversee the plot allocation. In another development, Mr. Mulumba then directed the Council officials to identify a closed down Kashumba market and demanded payment for the facilitation. Aims at improving the well-being of traders and aligning with government objectives to organize trading facilities. Mongo Municipal Council Public Relations Officer Faustina Ditwai has disclosed that the affected traders have been relocated to Kasima Bulk Market and other designated trading areas. Ms. Litwai has therefore urged traders who were allocated stands at Kasima Bulk Market to immediately occupy the spaces, warning that unoccupied stands risk being repossessed. She is optimistic that the affected traders will cooperate with the council in the relocation process, hence reaffirming the local authorities' commitment to a peaceful and orderly transition. The Kashumba market land, reportedly owned by private developers, has been a point of contention, with traders operating without formal authorization for years. The market's lack of basic amenities, including sanitation and ablution facilities, also factors into the council's decision. In international news, Liemianga County in Uganda's Sembabule district has been cited as one of the areas prone to election violence. Last month, one person died after supporters of the Inkibet MP, Theodore Sekikubo, clashed with his rival, Brigadier General Emmanuel Rwashande. To avert possible violence, police have deployed in the area. Still in international news, Morocco is reinforcing its support for the Palestinian cause by hosting a delegation from the Human Rights and Civil Society Department of the Palestine Liberation Organization. The group is in Rabat for a week-long training program aimed at strengthening skills in human rights advocacy and international law. Organized by Morocco's National Human Rights Council, CNDH, the program includes both theoretical and practical sessions. Participants will focus on human rights documentation, international humanitarian law, and advocacy strategies to advance the Palestinian cause on the global stage. The president of the CNDH, who is overseeing the training, described the Palestinian issue as a critical test of the universality of human rights principles. She emphasized the urgent need for a clear legal and ethical